This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is Searchlight Resources, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SCLTF. With us today is the company's chairman and VP of corporate development, Mr. Alf Stewart. Alf, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Kevin. It's my pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. Well, before we get started, I know we haven't talked to you since about October of 2020. Give us an updated about statement. What are you guys up to over there at Searchlight Resources?
Searchlight's involved in the exploration for critical metals elements. These are elements that power our modern society and, more importantly, the transition to renewable energy and green transportation. And we're doing that in the best jurisdiction in North America for these commodities, in our view, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Excellent. What is Searchlight's value proposition?
Well, Searchlight is a very inexpensive stock. We have just recently listed on the OTCQB. We weren't listed there when we previously talked in 2020. And the company has expanded its portfolio dramatically. We've had excellent results in the field of exploring for rare earths and uranium. We've done surveys and uncovered very, very interesting targets for both. And we are expanding our portfolio dramatically. And we're at the drill ready stage in five different projects in Saskatchewan.
Wonderful. Yeah, you know, I know it's been about 3 years since we talked to you. So obviously things are going better. You're on the OTCQB now. You just kind of lightly mentioned some of the items, how the company's doing better now. Let's dig down into that piece by piece. Tell me about how your company has fared since our last interview in October of 2020.
I think the most important thing, Kevin, is that we did a survey looking for rare earths and uranium in northern Saskatchewan. And your listeners may not be familiar with Saskatchewan, but Saskatchewan is Canada's highest rated mining jurisdiction, and it always rates in the top three globally as places to invest safely for mining. And we did a survey and we found a huge target which has both uranium and rare earths in it, and the rare earth grades are amongst the highest in the world. So wow. We have been preparing our property for drilling.
Let's switch gears and talk about developing the critical metal supply in North America, especially with uranium. Give me your thoughts on that.
All right. Well, first of all, the United States has basically nominal uranium production. Years ago, the United States was a major uranium producer, but for several reasons has chosen to import uranium. One of the things that happened was there was a strategic agreement with Russia to reduce the stockpile of nuclear weapons. And in that agreement, the United States agreed to buy enriched uranium from Russia from their decommissioned nukes. And that process has continued. Meanwhile, the uranium industry in the United States virtually shut down. Meanwhile, in Canada has developed its uranium supply chain, and Canada has the richest uranium deposits in the world, and not by a little bit. 10 times higher grade than anywhere else in the world. The average grade of uranium mined in the world is 0.1%. Two of the mines in northern Saskatchewan have grades over 10%. So it may not come as a surprise that Saskatchewan is the leading uranium producer in North America. And given the war in the Ukraine and the necessity of the United States to wean itself from supply of uranium from Russia, it's likely that Saskatchewan will be supplying the United States with uranium in a major way over the next decade.
Wow, incredible. And so, you know, it just so happens that you mine critical metals like uranium in Saskatchewan. Let's go over your plans for the next year.
Our plan is to continue exploring on our properties. First of all, it's a very seasonal business, exploring for minerals in northern Canada. Our field season is short. It starts in June and extends through September. And we have a second season that goes from basically January through early April, where we do drilling. And because of that seasonality, we're just getting into the major news part of our exploration programs, when we'll be surveying and announcing results in our search for critical metals. And so over the next year, we hope to deliver news about the grades of rare earths and uranium we're finding on our properties. And later in the year, we hope to be announcing drilling programs and drilling results from our properties.
Folks, you've been listening to Alf Stewart. He is the chairman and VP of corporate development for Searchlight Resources, Inc. Check them out on the OTCQB. They're trading under the ticker symbol SCLTF. Well, I'll tell you what, Alf, I definitely want to have you back on before the year ends to get some updates from your company. But before we part ways for today, what do you want folks to take home from today's interview?
I think that your listeners should be understanding that our value proposition is incredible. And we're at the pre-discovery stage, and discovery is what is the most exciting part of the mineral exploration business. So we have an exciting year in front of us. We have five drill-ready projects, and that's what I want your listeners to remember.
Excellent. Folks at home, check out their website. It's searchlightresources.com. Traders, look them up on the OTCQB, trading under ticker symbol SCLTF. Alf, it's been a pleasure sitting down with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.